Joining us now is Jared Halperin with Fox News Radio. Jared, if you could do me a favor and try to pull apart exactly what was involved in this Gang of Eight meeting yesterday for myself and for our listeners. There are so many things happening right now, so many things up in the air. What was this Gang of Eight briefing about?
Well, we don't really know, because Gang of Eight briefings by nature are among the most classified briefings that members of Congress get. That's why it's such a select group. The Gang of Eight is eight people. It's the Speaker of the House, the Minority Leader of the House, in this case Nancy Pelosi. It is the Republican Senate Leader, the Democratic Senate Leader, and then the top Republican and Democrat on both the House and Senate Intelligence Committees. So usually when this group gets together, it is highly sensitive in nature, sometimes about clandestine activity. In this case, the meeting was arranged because two Republican chairmen, Trey Gowdy, who is not in the Gang of Eight, and Devin Nunes, who is in the Gang of Eight, wanted information about, you know, what the president has called Spygate, this reported informant that was used as part of the Russia investigation, and sort of how that came to be. We do not know what they saw in regards to those questions. We know that that is what they were seeking. We know that the Gang of Eight meeting was called essentially because Democrats complained pretty loudly that this is not information that just two Republicans should have access to, that Democrats have an equal stake in these answers, and wanted to be there for a couple of reasons. And one of the reasons Democrats wanted to be there, Adam Schiff said, is because they wanted to make sure that sensitive information about sources and methods wasn't leaked. Listen, on the House intelligence side in particular, not so much on the Senate side, maybe not at all on the Senate side, but on the House side of the Intelligence Committee, this has become such a partisan divide, this investigation. A lot of distrust between Adam Schiff and Devin Nunes in a way that you certainly don't see between Mark Warner and Richard Burr on the Senate side, who have worked in tandem on every announcement they've made on the Senate side of the investigation.
Yeah, certainly. And depending on where you go to get your information and news, one is vilified and the other is a hero. It's more about trying to find out some facts. And as you mentioned, the Gang of Eight, a lot of people were saying, well, in this day and age, with everything that gets leaked out all the time, we'll know. Did anybody leak anything out of these meetings?
No,
do we know anything?
Nobody said very much. Mitch McConnell had a couple of interviews that I think were prearranged after the briefing. He spoke to Fox News. He talked with Brett Baer last night. He talked. He did an interview with NPR as well. And in both of those, he basically just signaled that there was nothing that surprised him.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what that means. I think that's the point.
Yeah.
And then, the Democrats put out a statement after the Gang of Eight meeting. Devin Nunes read it on behalf of the Democrats and essentially said that, after the briefing, their view hasn't changed, that there was not a spy that was put in the Trump campaign, and there was no abuse or inappropriate law enforcement tactics used. So, again, we don't know what was shown, what wasn't shown, how detailed it was. One thing that did upset Democrats was the attendance of the chief of staff, John Kelly, and Emmett Flood, who is the White House attorney handling the Russia probe. They did not, we're told, actually attend the classified briefing, but did give opening remarks before the meeting started. Democrats were pretty troubled by that.
Yeah, shocking that they're. you mentioned that Mitch McConnell said that there's nothing that surprised him. I'm just asking, what surprises anybody anymore? You know, like with all the information.
I think if you're in the Gang, I think if you're in the Gang of Eight, very little.
Yeah, absolutely. Who knows the things that take place there? Well, thank you very much for weighing in, and I hope you have a great Memorial Day weekend.
Have a great weekend.
You too. Bye bye.